What can we do if we're anxious all the time, always looking for threats? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to become a supporter of the show on Patreon. The link is in the description. There's lots of exclusive content there. Please do check it out. A couple of weeks ago, I found myself travelling on a train in the UK. As I embarked on my journey, I noticed that the recurring announcements advised passengers to stay vigilant, report suspicious activities, and be aware of their surroundings. Customers are advised to remain vigilant at all times. It struck me that this friendly but constant reminder to worry as you're travelling by train is symptomatic of modern living. We're culturally driven to be hyper-vigilant, to fret and worry about hypothetical dangers. Whether it's on TV or social media, it's pulling us away from the present moment. But what is hypervigilance? It's a biological adaptation to stress, a way for our brains to keep us safe by remaining highly alert and aware of our surroundings. It can manifest as a new threat, or a reminder of something that we went through before, a traumatic experience. And hypervigilance goes hand in hand with anxiety, PTSD, and many other mental health conditions. To understand it, it's helpful to imagine hypervigilance as a guard dog working overtime. Just like a guard dog, hypervigilance can be beneficial at times. The dog barks when there's an actual threat, and that's necessary. However, sometimes the guard dog barks at things that don't pose a direct danger, like leaves blowing or the postman delivering your new meditation cushion. When our brain's guard dog is on high alert all the time, it can exhaust us mentally, physically, and emotionally. The good news is that we can train the guard dog in our minds. We can cultivate awareness without having it dominated by anxiety. But before we go through ways that we can do that, it's important to recognize the signs of hypervigilance. Hypervigilance can manifest through emotional, behavioral, physical, and interpersonal signs. Some emotional signs include persistent worry, fearing the worst without an obvious cause, feeling overwhelmed in crowded and noisy places. That's one of mine. Behaviorally, it might lead to heightened awareness of your surroundings, startled responses, and difficulty focusing on what's in front of you. And physically, it can look like difficulty sleeping, increased heart rate, and restlessness. In our relationships, hypervigilance can result in avoiding social interaction. Again, that's me. Taking things personally and experiencing friction. It can be difficult to manage. But there are strategies and techniques that we can employ to cultivate awareness without being consumed by anxiety. First, it's really important to recognize the triggers that contribute to hypervigilance. By identifying the specific situations, thoughts, or memories that intensify our vigilance, we can gain a better understanding of our response and work towards managing them. Grounding techniques can be incredibly helpful. Engaging our senses by focusing on our breath, noticing the physical sensations in our body, or even holding an object that can bring us back to the present moment and alleviate anxiety. Mindfulness practices like meditation or body scans can promote a sense of calm and help us to develop a non-judgmental awareness of our thoughts and emotions. These practices allow us to observe our hypervigilant tendencies without getting entangled in them. It's important to prioritize self-care as well, and our daily routines are vital for managing hypervigilance. So good quality sleep, regular exercise, activities that bring us joy and relaxation, taking care of our physical and emotional well-being can reduce the intensity of the symptoms of hypervigilance. And Thich Nhat Hanh emphasizes the practice of mindfulness in everyday life. We can bring awareness to our daily activities, like walking, eating, washing dishes. By fully immersing ourselves in the present moment, we can develop a deep sense of peace and connectedness. And mindfulness encourages us to let go of our attachments to the past and worries about the future. By anchoring ourselves in the present, we can appreciate the beauty of life as it unfolds. Hypervigilance, although it's rooted in our evolutionary response to stress, it can overwhelm us, it can deplete our energy. But by recognizing the signs, implementing these strategies, and embracing mindfulness practices, we can regain that sense of balance and well-being. And remember, you don't have to walk on that journey alone. Get support from mental health professionals, join meditation communities, sanghas, talk to your friends, talk to your family about how you're feeling, because together we can navigate the path towards a mindful, happy life. So let's sit together for a few moments with a guided meditation on the body. I'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. Start as we always do by applying our beginner's mind to your body. And I will invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. Then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow, it could be a happy thought about today, or a regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm, noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, I am aware of my eyes. Breathing out, I smile to my eyes. Aware of eyes, smiling. Breathing in, I'm aware of my shoulders. Breathing out, I smile to my shoulders. Aware of shoulders, smiling. Breathing in, I am aware of my heart. Breathing out, I smile to my heart. Aware of heart, smiling. Breathing in, I am aware of my lungs. Breathing out, I smile to my lungs. Aware of lungs, smiling. breathing in. I'm aware of my hands. Breathing out. I smile to my hands. Aware of hands. Smiling. Breathing in, I am aware of my legs. Breathing out, I smile to my legs. Aware of legs, smiling. Breathing in, I'm aware of my feet. Breathing out, I smile to my feet. Aware of feet, smiling. As we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort, and taking a moment to stretch those, just giving the body what it needs. Noticing any changes in your mind, and if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And may you be happy. May you be peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana Willia, and I'll see you next time.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've been